Okay, friends, do you ever wonder if you have a story that is worth telling? Is there a broken narrative that you are striving to shift? Do you have a story to tell, but you are not sure how to tell it? Or do you want to learn how to craft your story and tell it in life-changing, impactful, and narrative-shifting ways? But you're going to need a little extra push to get your story into the world. The truth is, you do have a story that should be told and should be heard. And our new Own Your Story workshop is exactly what you need to make it happen. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Own Your Story is a one-day workshop created to empower you to tell your story. Through hands-on and clear guidance from our professional storytelling coaches, you will be inspired, encouraged, and equipped to tell your story to any given audience. You will leave the workshop with everything you need to enter your space of influence and truly own your story. This is a one-day workshop that will be held in Redlands, California on January 18th of 2020. This is the perfect gift for you to ask for or to give this holiday season. And for our listeners only, you can visit theluckyfew.com, find the Own Your Story Workshop tab at the top of the page, and enter OYS50 for $50 off of your ticket. Cannot wait to see you there. All right, friends, welcome to episode 52 of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Heather.
Mercedes.
And Micah.
And friends, we are so excited to share our 2019 holiday gift guide with all of you. We have put together a list of our favorite small shops and businesses that you need to buy gifts from this year. Thank you for joining us, friends, and welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Okay, ladies. Okay, it is the Monday. Hi. Hi, friends.
Hi.
Monday
Hi.
After Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Yay! It's also the first week of December. Thanksgiving was so late this year.
And I know.
Everything's thrown off in my head and my heart. I don't know.
Totally.
It's just something happened. And we're now
Her
officially
heart is thrown off.
Something's going on.
I think that's why everybody was like, hey, I am decorating right now for Christmas.
Yes.
Because Thanksgiving was so late that everybody's just decorated for Christmas before Thanksgiving. And I kind of feel like I should have too. I didn't do that. I waited till after. And now I'm like scrambling. I'm just should have done it different.
I don't know. I feel very strongly that Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday that deserves its place. And we don't need to decorate until after.
I agree.
Humbug. Is that what everybody says now?
Humbug.
I love Christmas. But
no,
you've got to give.
I agree.
You
I
need.
Agree.
Christmas is special because it's contained. Yes. If you start leaking it out into all the other months, it gets gross. We gotta keep it. Okay, Christmas cannot get gross, but I mean,
Christmas. I feel like we have to blame all the retailers for the fact that Christmas is earlier and earlier. And then what are we all supposed to do? Ignore it? I don't know what we're supposed to do. So
we're not supposed to decorate until after Thanksgiving. That's what we're supposed to do.
I agree, but we're a consumerism society.
I know.
So I feel like we've lost, Micah. I agree with you. I'm on the boat of let Thanksgiving happen. And then it's so fun the day after Thanksgiving, even if you do Black Friday, you show up in the stores and it's Christmas. But no, it's the day after Halloween and you show up in the stores and it's Christmas.
Right. So, and Black Friday is actually like the Wednesday before.
I know.
Yes.
And for some stores, they start early.
Yeah. It happens all week. So all of the consumerism-ness of where we live has ruined everything for us. And we either...
Yes.
We have three choices. We can either go with it.
Okay.
We can be bitter and cynical. Or we can just, you do you. You know, I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm going to get home and do Christmas.
There is a rightful medium ground between going with it and being bitter and cynical.
Yeah, you do you.
So this is the shout out. This is not a you do you. I'm all for buying... I love buying presents for Christmas.
Yes.
But I just want to remind everyone out there, all our lovely listeners, that tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. And this is how we walk the middle ground. We can still have great Christmas spirit, and we don't have to pour money into Amazon's hungry open throat.
Whoa, oh tell us how you feel about Amazon.
I know. They kind of have my money all year round.
All year round.
I know.
It's
I know,
just
me
too.
Easy. But
I'm constantly feeding the beast of Amazon.
I know. And it is. It's just a hungry dragon. Just like its belly just keeps growing and growing. Speaking of oozing.
Speaking of oozing. So I have to say that we were just on a trip and just got back. So we had, I would have, there's two pieces here, friends. Sorry, rabbit chilling a little bit. I would have probably started decorating for Christmas prior to this week, because we always go out of town Thanksgiving week, either with my husband's family or my family. So we are we were out of town the Tuesday through the Sunday of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then because it was so late, I probably would have done some decorating prior to leaving, but we got an opportunity, our family did, to go to the Bahamas with the Atlantis. Hello. We can talk about that another time.
Amazing.
I know. Give me a break. Dream job. So we were gone 10 full days, almost 11 days. And all that, there's two pieces here, friends. I promise you. Everyone's like, what does this have to do with anything? The fact that I would have decorated before I left, because now I feel like I'm getting home and we're unpacking from two major trips. We had done the live event right before we left. And I feel like we're getting home and it's like whirlwind. And I just feel a little bit stressed, even though I don't want it to be that way, about getting decorated for Christmas, you know?
Right. Yeah. We put a timeline. We're like, we got to start now because we only have like 3 weeks of it.
Yes. When in reality, it would be easier to wait till like the next weekend, which is usually still November, but now it's the 6th or 7th of December. You know what I mean?
You're late.
Yes. And then taking this full circle and around the loop and under the bridge back to Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
On the airplane home from the Bahamas, I watched a TV show that I think is called Ryan Ruins Everything. Ryan. Anyways, it's this guy who like takes all these ideas that we understand about like global warming or shopping or giving or whatever, and he tells the truth about it. So he like ruined your ideas of what works in life or not. So he did this whole episode on giving. You guys are like, Heather, get to the point. He did this whole episode on giving and how we have all these ideas about like buying certain products that are like you buy one, get it, gives one, no certain brands that do that, or giving to food banks or donating coats, all stuff. So he lays it all out that the only way that to impactfully give to anything is to give money. That's where I'm going with this. So there are find the organization doing the thing. Like instead of buying a can at the store to donate to a food bank, if you spent $1 on a can of beans or whatever to donate to the food bank, what the food bank can do for it with $1 in terms of fresh fruit and veggies and eggs and milk and cheese is so much more. So give for tomorrow Giving Tuesday. See, friends, I got there.
You brought it back. You brought it back.
Give money to the organizations who are on the ground doing the work. That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And there are, just to remind you listeners, there are so many amazing organizations, and we're not covering any of them in our holiday, well, we're covering wonderful organizations in our holiday gift guide, but in terms of the ones that you just give money to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so find some. Shout out to Preemptive Love, who we love, who is doing great peacemaking work in Syria and in Iraq. And find some organization to give to that's changing the world.
I got a shout out to the National Down Syndrome Adoption Network.
Yes.
They are huge in our community and doing amazing work. Stephanie is outrageously amazing human.
Yes.
We love her.
We love her. We love her. What's your shout out, Heather?
You guys are putting me on the spot.
I know.
Well, I'm thinking of it because we did this last year in our gift guide, but I still fully believe in them. The organization called 99 Balloons, which is in Arkansas.
Yes.
And they are supporting children who have disabilities both in the nation, in the United States, but they also have incredible programs outside the United States, and they're doing amazing work. So they're a good one to give all your money to.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay.
So good.
So this episode, though, is not about anything we've talked about so far. Just kidding.
No, it's not about greed, nor is it about giving money just straight up.
Straight
up. It's about in the in-between. It's about organization, well, businesses.
Small businesses. You're doing good,
small,
girl.
Thanks. Small businesses that are making beautiful things that impact our community.
Yeah.
Our community of people with different abilities, and we're excited to share today.
Yeah. And so we love to compile this gift guide. We reach out to businesses that are near and dear to us. We go through and choose the ones that we think all of our listeners are going to love the most that really also impact our Down syndrome community. All of them do.
Yes.
And so we have created, and we are ready now, 10 minutes and 40 seconds into the podcast, we are ready to present you all with our 2019 holiday gift guide. And we are so excited to tell you about the small shops and businesses that are shifting the narrative and have the perfect gifts for everybody on your list. So let's get to it.
Holiday gift guide.
Here it comes.
Guide.
Jingle
every
bells,
year
jingle
we
bells,
got a
bells, jingle
holiday
all
gift
the way.
Guide.
That was good.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
So maybe I'll just dive right into it. I know we didn't talk about if we've been shopping yet, but I thought we would dive right in.
Dive right in, girl.
Okay. So I love this new book that has hit the scene for Down syndrome.
Bam.
Eli Included by a dear friend of mine and yours, Michelle Sullivan. And illustrated by Britt Scott. And Eli is the star of the book, and Eli is Michelle and Eric Sullivan's son, who has Down syndrome and is the same age as our Sunflower and Augie, right? They're all kind of like within months of each other.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, they are.
Pretty close. And it's just beautifully illustrated. And I'm just so proud of my friend to have written a book.
Yeah, it's
written a book.
The illustrations are so good. I feel like it's tricky when you've got illustrations of a person with Down syndrome. It's can be a little tricky. They nailed it. Sweet little Eli is so cute in this book. And Michelle really wrote this book for everybody, but it's a great book to read in your classroom. So she knew Eli was starting kindergarten, and she wanted to create something that she could read to his kindergarten classroom to help them understand what Down syndrome is and some of the differences that some kids with Down syndrome have. And you should get this book. You should get it for yourself, for your kids, for your grandkids, for your teachers. Make sure it's in your kids' classrooms. One thing I love. Go ahead, Merce.
Yeah. I was going to say they also do. So it's a very great illustration of diversity, too. Like in the classroom, there's different skin colors shown, and she just embraces differences in all the aspects of the illustration, which I really like throughout the book. That was something that stuck out to me. And so I love having it a part of my kids, little kid library, because we are a very diverse family. Mm-hmm. And it's nice when that shows up in their books that they're reading and seeing daily, you know?
I love that. And it's super cute because there's different pets in the classroom, and they write down all the little chromosomes that each different animal has.
Oh, and that's so cute.
There's like little, what is it called? Like an Easter egg hidden in each page. There's little cute little things to look for in all the pages of the book. So
I love that.
Yeah. So this book is available on Amazon, Amazon.com, the friend we were just speaking of. And you can look up Eli, just search for Eli Included and hit purchase. And if you've got Prime, it's in at your doorstep the next day, free shipping. This is not sponsored by Amazon.
We are not feeding the beast. By Michelle Sullivan. And we'll put a link to all of these things in our show notes. So you guys can head over there and click away.
That's right. All right, guys. Onward and upward. Overward. Just onward. Speaking of our gifts for kiddos. So we've got a great one for you. We are obsessed with the weighted compression vest from Fun and Function. So Fun and Function is a company that specializes in toys and products that kiddos with sensory issues really need and want and should have, or really any kid, but they've got a real emphasis on kids with disabilities, and they offer these amazing sensory tools that can adapt to whatever your child's needs are. And we all have one of these vests at home, and it works wonders. Micah, will you tell us more about this vest?
Yeah, well, So one of the things I really like about this vest is that it's not just a weighted vest. There are just weighted vests out there that you can get. And Ace has had one that he uses. He always wears actually a weighted vest to church because in his children's class, there's not as many like modifications for him, right? He needs to sit in the circle time. He needs to kind of be able to cooperate without having everything that he has at school. And that vest has helped a lot, just like him sitting still. But this compression one is so good for him. And I'm so glad to have it now because he really needs to feel squeezed all the time. We've learned a lot about Ace over the last few months. And one of the things that was a revelation to me was that he is more motivated by his sensory needs than he is by like peer interaction or the things going on around him. And so before he can really engage with the world, he needs to have those sensory needs met. And it's so, so important for him. And I'm just super grateful to have this because he already is wearing like a compression shirt every day under his clothes. But this is like extra squeezes that help him feel safe. And then the weight also helps him, especially when he needs to sit and engage with story time or something like that. This is one of those things that if this is running playtime, he doesn't need a vest on. But if this is like quiet, I'm coloring or I'm listening to a story, this kind of thing is so great for him just to help him calm his nervous system and help him be present to the people around him. I'm super thankful that that Fun and Function is making this kind of thing and that my AC gets one. Mm. So, and you know, Fun and Function also gave us another product that we want to tell you guys about, and it's called the Transformer Sensory Sack.
Yes, you guys, my little August is such an introvert, and this is basically, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what the material is. I should know this. It's like a stretchy Lycra.
It's like a stretchy
big
thing.
Big piece of stretchy Lycra that's, mm-hmm. I'm not doing it justice. It's like a pocket almost.
It's like a cocoon.
And so when August is overwhelmed, I'm like, here, buddy, just hop on in. He's so happy.
yeah. It's just like, yesterday I brought it out to ask my Ace's OT about it. Of like, what were some things we could do with this? And she suggested that there's like four corners because it really is like a pocket. Think of a Kleenex box, a stretchy Kleenex box, right? So she was like, if they can put a hand in each, if they're standing up, put their hands in the corners and then their feet in the corners and stretch as hard as they can into an X.
Like a starfish?
Yeah. And that meets a lot of needs. It just like gets, you're just pushing against the force, you know? Mm-hmm. And it kind of gets all of their muscles engaged. And so that's also a really cool calming tool if they're overwhelmed at home and just need some quiet time. Like they can go put this little sack on and just stretch out in it. There's also, they recommend playing hide and seek inside of it, like have your kid cover their head and then find their way out. And there's a lot of different things you can do, but my other kids have gotten inside of it too. And, just like stretched out with their faces inside for a long time. And it just feels, I mean, the whole thing with sensory stuff is that it feels good, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's cozy, and sometimes you need to have a cocoon. Sometimes you need to get away.
You need to get cozy.
Yeah.
I know I always have grandparents and aunties and uncles and everyone asking for gift ideas for the kids, and I really feel like Fun and Function is such a good company to send people to.
Yeah.
Because they also have weighted blankets and headphones and Chewies and swings and tents and so many options for really rad toys that are super beneficial to our kids, not just as a toy, but as something they'll love, but it also helps with their different needs that some of our kiddos have.
Yep.
And they are offering a 10% discount to our listeners. All right, friends, that's a big one. 10% discount.
Yeah.
When you check out, use code LUCKYFEW. It's the perfect gift for that sensory seeker in your life, which is all of us.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Another company
who I fell in love with through Instagram a couple of years ago, that's run by a 20-year-old young lady who's an artist and now an entrepreneur named Grace, and she is rocking an extra chromosome.
Yeah, she is.
And she's amazing. You could find her on Instagram at Candidly Kind, which is also the name of their company. Yes. And if you check out her Instagram, you'll probably see her doing makeup tutorials.
Putting red lipstick on.
That'll blow your mind.
She has amazing makeup. Every time I see her.
She has great makeup.
Yes.
And all the eyeshadow in the world, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. And she loves to sing and dance in the car with her mom. And that's what I think Sunny and I will do forever and ever. Amen.
Oh. Amen. And she's got a great Southern accent. I just can't with her.
Best.
I need her in my life forever. You guys have to follow her on Instagram. She's such a good follow.
Yes.
She's a great follow. And so, so she's an artist. And just, I feel like in the past 2 years has put together this awesome line and Candidly Kind of great teas of her personal art. Yeah. I got Be the Light and I love it. It's a great comfy shirt, goes cute with skirts, my jeans. I put it on, I put a vest on it, loved it. Candidly Kind.
Candidly Kind.
I was just going to say, I got Go With The Flow, this cute little bus. The thing about her, her t-shirts are, they're so bright. They're so fun. I mean, this is literally her art and it's super colorful. You know what it reminds me of, guys, is like the Life Is Good kind of mm-hmm. cartoonish look. Super cute.
Super cute. They're very, very soft, friends. They're super mm-hmm. soft t-shirts. And I got one with a leopard print high heel on it, which is ridiculously cute. I know. And then I got one with a lemonade glass on it, too, that says Make Lemonade. So they're just positive, adorable, bright colors. And hello, the owner has Down syndrome. So is there a better company to support than a company of someone who owns Down syndrome for our community? No.
No.
It was a rhetorical question.
And they also are giving our listeners a code to use, 20% off your purchase. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Use code LUCKYFEWPOD for 20% off.
Awesome. Okay, let's move along to our favorite blankets in the world.
Oh gosh,
and
they're so good.
Sheltered Co. sells hand-crocheted weighted blankets, and they are sustainable, machine washable, and created by a mom like us, except probably more talented.
She's more
talented than me.
Oh, she's so talented. You guys, she's like way hip, LA. Has she created this like awesome weighted blanket that is so beautifully made and well made, but just her whole delivery and aesthetic is it's so neat. It's so artsy.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, she's a super talented artist. She's an interior decorator. I don't know if by trade, but she's done like remodeled her house and done a ton of decorating stuff. Pam is her name. She's incredible. And she had a daughter who has sensory needs and discovered it's a difficult journey to discovering that, you know, and figuring that piece out with when your kids are real little. And she created these blankets, but there's a lot of weighted blankets out on the market, but these are made with sustainable materials. There's no plastic in them. She has this certain knot that she does. In a certain way she makes it to make it weighted. And they're unbelievably gorgeous. She's done like pop-up shops in Nordstrom's. Mm-hmm. They're stunning.
Yeah. This is like, if our listeners can think about those chunky crocheted blankets that are all over Pinterest.
Yes.
Like think about those and then it's weighted. And so I feel like a lot of times in our community, when you're looking at sensory products, it's things that are just not that pretty, you know, like plastic or, you know, all these, there's just a lot of, aesthetic is not the top of the priorities, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Not always. And not always everybody can think of that and do that. Like she thinks of that the muted colors, the colors that would really you would love to see in your home. She goes the extra mile with her talent.
Yes. And originally I got my blanket for Ace and then ended up giving him a different weighted blanket so I could have this one.
Yes. Yes. No, I was just going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Mine's like totally on my couch. Same. For like aesthetic.
Mine is too. I was going to say, this is a really great gift to ask for yourself, mom.
Yes.
Because yes, you can put it on your kid and that's great, but you'll see, go on their website, Sheltered Co, and you will see what we're talking about. And they're totally. they're a little higher priced than some other weighted blankets, mm-hmm. but I think rightfully so. For the ways that she's made them. Again, it's awesome to get a product that's sustainable and good for the environment, and she's been mm-hmm. super intentional about that, and that can raise the price tag a little bit usually. But totally worth it. And you, as the moms, need to ask for this for Christmas from your mother-in-law.
Yes, this is a mom present.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two stories. Everyone out there, do you know that I had a concussion?
Yes.
I had a concussion in September. And it's been hard to get over. And the great comfort of my concussion was sleeping under this blanket every day for many days. So it was, and I just to tell you, I love wiggling my toes under blankets, and I love that I can kind of stick my toes between the little gaps in the crocheted.
Oh my gosh.
It feels so good.
Yes.
Story number two. My friend's big burly husband really wanted a weighted blanket for a long time. And so Leah went and bought him this one. I don't know how heavy it is. It is the heaviest of all from Sheltered Co. And it is heavy and beautiful, and so it's all sizes. It's not just mm-hmm. for kids. You can get right. one big enough for a 200-pound man. So
it's perfect for the burly men in your lives as well.
Yes,
I love it. I love those stories. All right, and so talking about parents, right? We're talking about ourselves here. We've got a really great gift on this next one for those of us who are parenting humans, small children. If you're looking for the perfect gift for a busy and tired parent, the person, you know who you are, listener, you're making doctor's appointments and therapy appointments and play date appointments and IEP appointments and keep your sanity appointments. And maybe you need to get your hair colored, but that you need to have an appointment for that. All the things. You need to check out the Glory Days company. We talked about them last year and we love them so much. We're talking about them again this year. They have planners that they keep improving on their planners, and their planners are specifically made for all of us who are listening, who are doing all these scheduling of all the different things. It includes therapy tracking pages, daily pages, monthly intention setting, action setting, and so much more. The planner is now dateless, so parents can purchase at any time and get a full 12-month use, which is really awesome. So I absolutely love the Glory Days because they also donate these planners to hospitals so that new moms of kids who have special needs have a place to keep track of everything, which
it's
is
so
such
cool.
such a sweet bonus with this company.
Yeah. I'll tell you what my favorite part of these is. I have all of Ace's medications written on the medication page, and I could just type it up, I guess. I could have it like on my phone somewhere, but I would have to search for it. And I just find so much comfort having it all written down under the medications page. And for instance, in the past month, Ace and I have gone to the ER twice. And both times I just grabbed my Glory Days planner because I knew they were going to ask me what medications he's taking. And it's just so easy in the moment of like panic, we're heading to the ER, I just grab it, put it in my bag. And I think that she's just thought of everything that moms like us need.
Agreed.
It's cute too because there's also little like words of affirmation and spots to reflect as a mom on like how you're doing. Like she asks like, how are you doing? And it's cute. So it's like a journal, personal journal, as well as your organizer and your helping friend, your daily helping friend to get through the day.
Yes. So, and we're, we have a discount code for these too.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah, for 15% off. So use the code The Lucky Few and you'll get 15% off in your purchase.
Woohoo.
Yeah, yeah,
Next company is beautiful. I think we've worked with them before. At least I think I have. I actually know I have. they have Wells Cooperative. I think they're still up. I'll have to check. But they've got sunflower earrings. Wooden sunflower earrings.
That's so cute.
In honor of sunflower. And when you purchase them, a portion goes to the National Down Syndrome Adoption Network.
That's so cool. So Wells Cooperative offers a line of handmade jewelry and accessories. They've either been made in the U.S. or by fair trade artisans around the globe. And each of the necklaces is designed just like Mercedes sunflower earrings. They're designed by the mom of a child who's faced big things. And they sent us these gorgeous, like, dainty necklaces. The one that I got is called the Tegan necklace, and it's made of fluorite stone, and it's a gold-filled chain. It's so pretty. The stone is just beautiful. Kind of, I don't know if you guys know what fluorite is. It's like a little blue aqua stone. It's
Micah's
so pretty.
Holding it up in front of the camera, which none of you can see.
Everyone, do you see it?
It's beautiful.
Do
you see
it? It brings out your eyes, Micah.
Ooh, thanks. And it, whenever the Tegan necklace is purchased, it gives back to the DSDN, which we know is the Down Syndrome Diagnostic Network.
That's right. So cool. I like that because they're having moms design the jewelry, there's just a wide variety in terms of style. Mm-hmm. I feel like they'll have things for everyone that everyone mm-hmm. will like, and that they're also a give back company, which we love a give back company. So that's Wells Cooperative. You can check them out. Their necklaces and their stuff would make the perfect gift for your mom, your grandma, teachers, therapists, yourself, your best friend, your favorite podcast host, anyone.
Exactly.
Mercedes, what do we have next, girl?
Oh, we have a dear friend of mine. Dawn, I'm talking to you. Six Arrow Designs. She is fabulous and so talented. I got from her a beautiful ornament. Micah, will you hold it up so I can read it?
Yes.
It's the cutest ornament.
Someone with Down syndrome has a little piece of my heart.
That's what you get for everyone in the family. You put that in your auntie and uncle's stockings, grandma's stockings.
Yes.
So it's like cute.
It's a little wooden heart, and it's, what's that called when it's burned on?
It's engraved. I would call that engraved.
Yeah, engraved.
Or that's I don't think it's burned. I think it's engraved. I mean, wood burning is a thing. I don't think that one is that. I think it's engraved.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she has just a wide variety of designs that are specifically supportive to our Down syndrome community. So we've got some arrows going on. Cute.
We got arrows. Yeah, this little three
bangles.
A silver bangle with
321.
They've got all different price points. She has a couple sterling. I have a sterling silver necklace with that has a little round circle with the three arrows on it. And then some others that aren't necessarily sterling silver. So there's lots of different price points and lots of different options and styles.
And leather. Cute bracelet. Mm-hmm.
Read that one. What's that one say?
Yeah, this says life is better because of you. And it's a little leather, just a leather bracelet, which I feel like I looked forever for years for more leather bracelets. And now this year I'm finally getting them.
Finally.
They're everywhere and they're so cute. And this one's really sweet.
Yeah, I like that one. It's skinny. I like skinny leather ones.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And then at 606 Arrows Design is also offering you guys a special with code shop with us. They'll give you free shipping. So code shop with us. They'll give you free shipping. All of this is in your show notes with all of the different discount codes. And the next jewelry company we have, friends, we just discovered them this year when we were at the DSDN in Nashville. They were actually across from us. And I'm so thankful because I think I wouldn't have I wouldn't have seen them because it was so busy. I didn't get around to all the booths. But this company is called Everything But Typical, and they have lots of great advocacy pieces. But they have this spiral ring that is my favorite thing. I've already bought it for my sister, and I've given one to my best friend, and I wear mine almost every day, and I actually gave one to Mason's teacher, too. And so it's a spiral ring. We'll try to explain it here. And on one end of the spiral, it says keep, and on the other end of the spiral, it says going. So that's exciting. But then on the inside...
Even more exciting.
So it's like there's different colored metals, and then it's engraved. In the inside, it has the F word.
What?
F-ing.
Spicy.
So it says keep going, but you, as you wear it, you know that it says keep effing going. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
It's just put, the best. Giving you a little emphasis to help you through your day.
It's the best, you guys. I love this ring because I love the keep going idea, but then I also feel like all of us in the room who are raising kids know that we need that middle word also.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes. The keep going part is like, oh, cute. You know, just keep going. This is a good day. And then when things hit the fan, things are hard, you're tired, you just keep effing going.
You just
That's
keep
right.
effing going.
Sometimes a cuss word is just the only way to say it.
It's the only way to really emphasize your thought and feeling.
And it's so discreet, so grandma will never know.
Ha ha, grandma, gotcha.
But I did have something the other day where my friend's son wanted to look at my ring. He was like, hey, can I hold your ring? And I was like, I'm sorry, buddy. No, you can't hold my ring.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Why would that happen? That is so,
so
funny.
Just beware.
Don't. Mine was by the sink. I'll take my rings off when I do dishes and truly moved my jewelry. And I'm like, oh, whoops. So truly knows about the ring now, too. Not that she should know that word, but she's 8 and goes to public school. So I also am not
and
that
she can
ignorant.
Read.
And she can read.
Yes. Yes. So
just beware.
Beware.
Yeah. But also it's not the worst thing in the world. And this is for sure.
It doesn't say effing. It says the actual word.
I know. This is the gift you're going to get for all your girlfriends. Like today, you're going to go on their website. Yes. You're going to get this for all your girlfriends. Put it in the mail. This is the gift. We love that. I'm obsessed with this product. I absolutely adore it.
They also have a little silver cuff that I got when we were at DSDN that has it on the inside. So it's like a silver cuff with it's arrows really on the outside. And all three words are on the inside.
What are the words?
Keep effing going. Those are the words.
All right, Micah, what do we have next?
We're going to talk about another jewelry brand, you guys. This is our last jewelry brand, and it's called Margaret Co. And Margaret Co. is a designer jewelry brand that focuses on creating unique, colorful, and lightweight jewelry for women of all ages. So I have some dangly sea stone earrings, and they're really pretty.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, they're like different styles, different cuts of the sea stones. Is that what you would call them, sea stones?
I know. I was trying to think, but I definitely felt like this was a company that had a coastal vibe.
Yes, totally.
The jewelry is beautiful, bright colored. It just reminds me a lot of the ocean and the coastal feel.
Yeah, and I think that's at least somewhere. It doesn't say it here on the packaging I have in front of me, but I feel like I saw that it was a sea stone somewhere. So I'll take the blame if I'm wrong. But the great thing about Margaret Co. is that 15% of their sales are donated to the Down With Business Fund, which provides mentorship and small businesses startup funds to help young adults who have Down syndrome. And the owner of Margaret Co. has a brother with Down syndrome who is part of the business with her. And when I got my package from them, her brother, Matt, I think is his name, had signed a note for me, which is really awesome. And I love that they're supporting young adults who want to have their own small business. Awesome.
I know.
Yes. They,
so
they make these bangles too that have 3 black stones. So they're like a wire and then there's 3 black arrow stones. So it's essentially like the 3 arrows on a bangle.
Yeah.
They're super cute.
Yeah. My
super
bangle
cute.
Actually had like a seafoam stone. So maybe there's
different ones.
But
they're
called the Lucky Few. Bracelet, right?
Yeah. Lucky Few. Totally. They're so cute, friends. So again, we love supporting a company that supports people with Down syndrome as entrepreneurs and business owners. And I love that their give back model is that they're all about helping people with Down syndrome pursue their dream of entrepreneurship. So it's awesome.
It's awesome. Our next guest, Heather, you introduced me to this awesome company, Dance Happy Designs, that just makes the most awesome product that, so I got in the mail this cute bag that I kind of just been wearing as a clutch, but could also kind of double as like a great makeup, huge makeup bag.
Cute.
Or what's it called? Toiletry bag, but I've been wearing it as a clutch because I could put a few pull-ups in there, some wipes, my phone, and my wallet. And then Dance Happy Designs is started by, and correct me if I'm wrong, Heather, three friends, two girls who have come alongside their friend with Down syndrome. And what's her name, Heather?
Oh, my, I should put him on the spot. Julia.
I know.
Julia.
Julia. Yeah. Who is an artist and she's a screen printer. Like, she can just work that business. And they just really helped her to grow it.
Yeah, no, this story, I remember finding their products, I don't know how, on Instagram, of course. How else do we find
things? I think they were in Urban Outfitters, too.
They were in Urban Outfitters, and they just did a collaboration with Aerie and did a tote bag for Aerie, which is rad. So I remember seeing their stuff and thinking, these products are amazing, and then finding out more. And you see a picture of the three girls, and my first thought was their sisters. So then I like instantly emailed them and said, please tell me what's happening here and how do I get one of all of your products? And
what
then they shared the story that it was these two women. So Julia, who has Down syndrome, was doing like a job program at one of the other women's owned a boutique. And these two women realized that they love Julia, that she's got so much talent and so much to offer the world, but they needed to find the right fit for her, that she wasn't going to be able to fit in just any business model. And so one of them said, I used to do screen printing, which is like totally random, like hand screen printing. Yeah. And they taught her and she picked up on it right away. So she is the head designer at Dance Happy Designs. She does all of the designs and she's the head screen printer and does all of the screen printing by hand. So their products are all hand sewn, all handmade, and beautiful and fun and super high quality. Yeah. I could not love this company more. I have table runners from them that are my favorite. I've got throw pillows. I've got tote bags. I've got like these great, I don't know what they're called, but I should know what they're called. It's like a bag, I guess, but it's like a round bag that I put a plant in. That's how I explain it. Like a catch-all. What, they have a name. Yes, I'm sorry, Dance Happy Designs, for not having the name of it here.
That bag.
And we actually partnered with them. Mike is holding hers up. So is that helpful for everyone?
All my listeners out there, can you see this?
Heather, is this the one you're talking about?
Yes.
That you put a plant in? Yeah. I've been calling it a catch-all, but I didn't read from them what it's actually called.
Okay, we should know this.
But it
welcome
is
to
like
our podcast.
I would say it's like a 7x7 like square.
Yeah, it's like a canvas.
Like a canvas.
It's a canvas box. That's what we're
Yeah,
call
it's
it.
A canvas box, and you fold it over. And you know, those actually make really cute bread baskets.
Totally.
Yeah.
They do make a really cute catch-all by the door and put a plant in it. I've seen Heather's super cute.
That's what I'm going to do that, Heather. That's such a good idea.
So thank you. Really I copied cute. It from their website.
And go to their website. That's another great thing. Their aesthetic, their design. I don't know. I just get really excited when our world of the differently abled also matches like great design, thoughtfulness, entrepreneurship, business of like today. You know, it's not outdated, which sometimes can be a feel. And so it feels kind of kitschy. But I don't know if that's rude to say. I don't think it's rude to say. have a really good one.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's amazing because it shouldn't just be like, oh, I should buy this thing because I want to support the community. It should be something that is beautiful, that's well designed, that is sustainable. You know, all of the things that we value and
that people with Down syndrome can notice for themselves and be like, oh, I like that look.
Yep. Yeah.
And other people are going to like that look, and it's not cheesy, it's not juvenile, but it I don't know, it applies to I just love that. I love that she has a great eye and she's a great artist.
Yeah. Yep. She's a super talented designer. I reach out to them for everything. I'm constantly emailing them like, hey guys, I have this idea. Can we partner? And so they've done anytime I've done a retreat, they do the tote bags for our swag bags. They've been amazing about that. And then for my book, Scoot Over, Make Some Room, we did scoot over pillows that the front just says scoot over, and they designed, I asked them to design the back, and she came up with awesome designs for that. Yes. I actually don't know if those pillows are still for sale, but we'll find out when we head to the website.
Well, there's one on my couch in the other room.
Yeah, they sold out pretty quick for the run that we did. But I called them once and said, hey, you guys, can we do, I'm not going to say it out loud here because I'm going to do it eventually. They're like, oh, we're pretty swamped. Like, good for you. We'll revisit it.
Yeah.
Because they're so legit. I love them so much. Yeah, yeah. They're some of my very favorite people. And they are also giving us a discount code. Put in code LUCKYFEW for 15% off your total purchase. And this is only good until the 16th of December. So
get on it, y'all.
Chop, chop.
Yep.
Rather.
Yep. And speaking of scoot over pillows, let's go on to our final product to share, which is also one of our personal favorites. And I guess we maybe are a little bit biased, but there is this wonderful book called Scoot Over and Make Some Room. And its author's name is Heather Avis.
That's me, you guys.
And Scoot Over and Make Some Room released last spring. Or June-ish, summer-ish.
Yeah.
And this is a book that is funny and gut-wrenching and challenging. And it's where Heather is sharing stories about her family and about her life, raising kids who are sometimes denied a place at the table, and how she has had to fight for their voices to be heard. And, you know, if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that our girl Heather is a wise, big-hearted soul, and you will get a big dose of that in this book with beautiful wisdom, profound convictions. It's a manifesto, y'all, that will empower you to notice who's missing in the spaces you live in. So we love you, Heather.
Thanks.
That's your book.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
You guys can totally buy my book. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Give it to yourself.
Yeah. Tell us where people can buy it,
Heather. Well, I mean, since this is also a non-sponsored post for Amazon, I think that Amazon's going to be your best bet. They'll have the biggest discount, but you can also get it at Target.com, Barnes & Noble. It should be in stores at Barnes & Noble, BarnesandNoble.com. Well, I don't know the other .com bookstores, but basically anywhere books are sold,
yes,
you can get it. Yeah.
And you can go to your local bookstore, and if it's not there, you can say, hey, I'm looking for this book. Will you please order it from me? And you should probably have a few more in stock. You can also go to your, just so you know, a way to support Heather and other authors that you may know is you can go to your local library, and if they don't have it, you can ask the library to purchase it, and they most likely will. So that is another way to support your public library and Heather.
Oh, that's so great. I love reading.
Me too.
And I think this is a great gift for anyone and everyone. I think everyone could use the reminder to scoot over, can use the reminder to be aware of others. And it's just a great read. And it's a good book, Heather. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, we are proud of you.
Thanks, guys. That is very
good to be.
Thanks, you guys. That means a lot. It's super awkward sitting here listening to you say that. But thank you. And I would love, I would love for people to give this book and the message of it to the world this holiday season. Yes. Wrap it up and put it under a tree.
Thanks for that.
Okay, you guys, is that it?
I think it is.
Even though
there's so many companies for today, it's it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the end of our gift guide, and that means it's time for some good news, but I'm not going to sing yet because we're going to take a little pause here to go hear from our sponsor. And before we do that, we want you to know that we're also going to be taking a little holiday break to spend time with our families and catch up on all of life, including dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Mercedes giving birth. She's going to do that too.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
I'm shimmying my full belly bod right now.
That's right.
I'm going to give birth. Fourth kiddo. And yeah. I'm feeling it, guys. I'm feeling the fourth. I'm feeling very pregnant. I'm feeling very blessed.
Yes.
You've got this, girl. Put that ring on.
I think it's funny to say that too, because I'm like, my fourth kid, guys.
That's right.
Not like you can prevent these things. But Andy and I, we did it. We've always wanted a big family, and we're sealing the deal with this last dude, yes, the fourth, and we're excited.
Yes.
Christmas is going to be cozy.
Yeah,
Christmas is going to be cozy, and I live around the corner, so I'm going to be there all the time.
Auntie
My favorite story still is when I came to you, Heather, and I was like, okay, you know, when the baby comes, and if it's like late and blah, 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 and you're like, oh, you want me at the birth? And I was like, oh, okay.
No.
No, but can you watch my other kids?
Not quite as fun.
Can Andy do that?
I know. Can Andy do that? And so Heather might be at my birth, but she's probably just going to be watching my wild ones.
Which is just an honor. We will be so happy to do that. I'll get to bring them to the hospital. That would be exciting.
Yes, that's so exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we are taking this little break. Let Mercedes go make it happen. And we're going to have time with our families. We're going to celebrate the holidays. We are going to be back on January 20th. So go to your calendar, a little circle it with red, and we'll be back and get excited. And for now, it's time for a little break from our sponsor.
So, okay, I'm going to jump back on here, guys. I talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, but so we're coming back January 20th, but I'm hoping January 18th that we will be with you in person, because we are going to be throwing a little workshop. The lucky few is called Own Your Story Workshop. Here's what happens, friends. Since we've been doing social media and since I've written a couple of books and we've been in this space, the amount of women, mostly women who I talk to, but this is the same for men, who have come to me and said, I feel like I have a story to tell, but I don't know what it is, or I don't know how to tell it, or I don't know how to write a book, or I don't have the social media influence, or all those things. And I feel super passionate that storytelling is an incredibly powerful tool to shift narratives and to make this world a better place. And everybody has a story that should be told. Everybody has a story that should be heard. And it doesn't matter if one person is listening or 100,000, your story deserves a space in this world. So Own Your Story Workshop is a one-day workshop, and it is created to empower you. You is anybody to tell your story. If you're not sure what that story is, all the more reason to come. We're gonna help you get that out. We've got hands-on clear guidance with professional storytellers and coaches who are going to inspire you, encourage you, and equip you to tell your story to any given audience. So we're hoping that you leave this workshop ready to share a story when you're waiting at pickup lines for school. If you want to step on a stage and tell a story, you'll be equipped to do that. If you're ready to start writing a book, you'll be equipped to start that process. Whatever it is you need to do, you're going to leave the workshop with everything you need to enter your spaces of influence and truly own your story. So again, this one-day workshop, it's going to be held in Redlands, California, on January 18th. It's probably going to be beautiful weather. So if you're in the Midwest or in the winter hell zones, that's what I call it. That's why I live in California. Then you need to purchase your plane ticket and head to Southern California, January 18th. This is a really great gift to ask for if you are the person who has no idea what to ask for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever holiday you're celebrating. It's also a really great gift to give to someone who you know has a story to tell. So you can visit theluckyfew.com, find the Own Your Story Workshop tab on the top of the page for more information. And as a special bonus, just to podcast listeners, you can use code OYS50 for $50 off your ticket. So head there today. We'll see you January 18th.
All right, and we are back because it's time for our favorite part of every episode. So I think we should sing this in a holiday way. I think we should sing. Oh, what fun it is to share your good news every day. Hey, good news here, good news there, goodness everywhere. Call in and share with us your good news everywhere.
Hey!
Ching-a-ching!
Yes. Good one, guys.
Good
one. Mercedes, do you have some good news?
Oh, my good news.
For you, sunny girl.
I know, Sunflower. You guys, okay, it's still that she is potty trained.
That
I mean, we go everywhere. We, but you know, like the longevity, she's holding it. There's like, we go everywhere and she pees and poops in a toilet and my mind will forever be blown. It will forever be blown. At least for now. So that's just my continued one. That's been a big thing. It's beautiful.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I don't think you can stop celebrating that for a long time, for sure.
I'm not going to.
I have some good news.
Get it, girl.
So I know there's a name for this. When the speech therapists say, when you know that your child is understanding what you're saying, what's that called?
Mm-hmm. Receptive language.
Receptive language. And, you know, that has been, like, language for ACE and communication has been a hard road for us. And there are days where it feels really discouraging. But I feel like his receptive language is kicking it up a notch. And so for Thanksgiving, we have a family tradition where I make a little... I'm going to try and share it on my Instagram. But we make a little tree on the wall, like out of brown paper bags and stuff. And then we cut out fall color leaves. And then we write what we're thankful for. Everybody writes several. And we put them up on the tree so that like we have a little tree of Thanksgiving. And so over Thanksgiving break, Ace and I sat down to make some. And he's still like not super into holding crayons, but he like scribbled a few things on the leaves. And I was like, okay, we're going to walk over and put it on the tree. And he took his little... leaves, they didn't have tape on them yet, so they didn't stick. But he walked over and he just pressed them all on the tree. And yes. I'm so happy.
Yay, buddy.
Yeah, because usually we're like hand over hand, and I walk him to the place and I say, this is what we're going to do. And instead, he just got his leaves and walked over and tried to stick them on. So
I was
proud of him. And it's always so encouraging when I feel like, okay, he's getting it. He's growing. Even if it's not showing up in, you know, him saying words, it's still there.
Yeah.
And that's really encouraging.
That is really good news. It's so sweet. Yeah. So sweet. Okay. I'm going to share. So in the last 3 weeks, we have been as a family from California to New York, back to California, to the Bahamas, back to California. So that's a lot of traveling. I know as an adult, it feels like a lot. And then when you add in 3 kids, 2 of whom have Down syndrome, it's a lot. I'm not complaining, friends. It is my dream job. But jobs are hard sometimes.
Yes.
So I was feeling really anxious about Mason traveling. Mason's just going through a lot of changes in her little body and her heart and her mind and all the things. And things have been more challenging in the last few months than... have been in a while. And so I thought, oh gosh, this is going to be so hard. And she is so good at traveling and really rises to the occasion. We still have moments we call rock brain and the famous flop and drop. And we have those moments, but it's also good news that we feel like Josh and I have grown so much in that it no longer really ruffles us that much. I mean, by like day 5, when we've all been together for 5 days straight and it's happening for the 20th time, then we're a little less patient. But for the most part, we would just respond in a way that is like healthy and whole for us and not stressful. But then she just goes and does, like she's with us, with the family. She's excited for the next thing. She's doing a ton of walking. She's communicating like when something, she on her own, one thing she did, we were doing something where she was required to do a certain thing. That's really vague. I can't be more specific. I'm sorry. But she was being asked to perform a certain way. And she looked at me and she said, I need one more minute. and like without us having to remind her to ask for one more minute. And so I was like, absolutely, babe, you got your one more minute. Thank you for letting us know that you're feeling overwhelmed and you need one more minute. So it's just been, it's sweet to see her rise to the occasion and grow the way that she has with travel, because it's what our family loves to do. We hope to do more and more of it, and to know that she loves it too and actually really thrives in those situations. It was just sweet. It was really sweet.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And I think that enough can't be said about like parents' response in those situations. I have a I have a child, an older child, who gets rock brain as well. And my husband and I have grown over the years, and all of you younger parents, like, you're not stuck being the parent that you feel frustrated about, you know, like the parent. I am not the same parent as I was when my son was 4 and having rock brain. I have grown, and that makes such a huge difference too. And I just am grateful for grace and the chance to try again and to keep learning how to parent our kids and for them to grow too.
Yeah.
Good news. That.
Yeah. We always say our mantra for Josh and I is be flexible and lean in. And like lean in looks like, oh, this is rock brain, and she's refusing to go from point A to point B. And so she's on the ground. And it's like sitting next to her and saying, this is what's expected. Let us know when you're ready. And instead of getting like furious inside, like really feeling at peace about it. And when she's ready, she's ready. And it usually isn't that long, you know, and sometimes it is. And so then if there's two parents there, then the other one can move ahead with the other two or whatever it is. But it's like at the end of the day, I'm so thankful to have kept my cool and not let it even stir me up inside, because it wasn't that long ago that it was like I was like boiling inside because she wouldn't respond to the world the way I wanted her to. And then it's like, wait a second, kid. If you've taught me anything, it's that there's not one right way to respond to the world. So I will lean in to the thing that you're needing and doing. Anyway.
Love that.
Good news. Okay. I have some good news from a follower as well. A listener, I should say. So this is from on Instagram. We got this good news from Chosen for Johnson. And this person wrote, George sat up by himself today for the first time without anybody helping him. So that is some good news.
So good.
Do you guys remember when your kids sat up for the first time?
Yes, I actually just a couple weeks ago reposted a video because it had because the, you know, the photo magic space people told me that it had been 4 years since Ace sat up on November 23rd. And so if you go look at my little Instagram, it's a video of him sitting up that day, and it was so cute. He's little. So cute. We're so happy for you, George.
Yes.
Way to go, buddy. Okay, I have a message from @MeganFoster, who let us know that we've had a couple of successful nights with the new CPAP machine. And
that's amazing.
That is amazing because everything I've heard, and I haven't gotten to that point of needing something like that, but those CPAP machines are rough. It's hard for our kids who need, like, their sensory, they have these sensory needs, and then they're supposed to fall asleep with, like, this huge, massive face mask and noises around them. It's hard. It's a big ask. So we're really happy for you guys, Megan, that that it's been a couple of good nights. It's awesome.
Yes, cheering you on. Thank you guys so much for sharing that good news. And listeners, we love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your good news about your loved one who has Down syndrome. So you can leave us a voicemail at 424-442-9147, and you can share your good news. And for this upcoming season, even though it's not a season, when we start back up in January, we are looking for sponsors and businesses who would love to sponsor with us. If you have a business that you would like to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, then we would love to partner with you. You can email us at hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for all of our sponsorship opportunities. And a huge thank you to our editor and producer, Andy Lara, and our co-producer, Val Schleter. Our sponsor this week, which is Own Your Story, that's me. That's funny that I said that.
Yay.
And all of you who have shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends, who have listened faithfully, and who have cheered us on. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember that you, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We're cheering for you this holiday season. Head to theluckyfewpodcast.com to our show notes for all the details on all of these gifts and start shopping this list today, supporting the community, our Down Syndrome community. Have the best holiday season. Be safe. Lean in. Be flexible. Enjoy each other and your family and your company, your family and your child. And we will see you in 2020.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merce, give it to us, girl.
Happy holidays.
All right. Bye, friends.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lucky Few Podcasts. Remember to review our show on Apple Podcasts and check us out on all social media at The Lucky Few Pod. You can also support the show now via anchor.fm just by going to the website, scroll down to the bottom, and you can begin your support right now. Lastly, send us your good news by going to theluckyfewpodcast.com and sending us a message via text, voicemail, or email. See you next time.